This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, Dan Wanchura tests our mettle with some Great Lakes trivia. But first, some headlines. A proposed 10-unit duplex development along Boardman Lake is up for discussion at the Garfield Township Planning Commission this week. The Ticker reports that the property is vacant and has had both residential and commercial uses before. The development would create condo units for sale, each with 2 to 4 bedrooms, an attached garage. The Garfield Township Planning Commission is just one step in the process for the project. More money is coming to Cadillac to help clean up PFAS chemicals. The city manager says a $1.5 million federal grant is on its way to help connect homes on private wells to Cadillac's municipal water. PFAS chemicals contaminate groundwater and are hazardous to human health. A trial looking to hold the state of Michigan liable for a dam collapse that caused major flooding across mid-Michigan in 2020 kicked off this week. Lawyers for roughly 2,000 property owners in Midland, Gladwin, and Saginaw counties are arguing that the collapse could have been avoided if Wixom Lake had been drawn down by the state. They also say the state knew the dams were not sound. Attorneys for the state say the dams were private property. The state officials did not pressure owners of the dams into raising the lake levels. That case is set to run through at least next week. This week has brought some big swings in the weather. Last week, if you remember, we had snow over the weekend. Yesterday and today have been in the mid-30s, even the low 40s. Tomorrow, we're talking teens and 20s and more snow. And we got curious about what was going on. So we picked up the phone.
Welcome to the National Weather Service in Gaylord, Michigan. If you know the extension of...
We thought we could benefit from some expertise, so we turned to meteorologist Sean Christensen.
I'll try to benefit. Benefit is a strong term, but... Yeah.
He says there's a meteorological battle of sorts happening high above our heads.
So what's happening on a countrywide scale right now is we have air masses above our heads kind of fighting back and forth for, like, territory in a way. So sometimes what happens is some colder air from the north will retreat, we'll get some nice southerly influence, and that results in some milder temperatures. Sometimes that troughing or that cold air makes a push back down south, and then we get some cold Canadian air, and that's kind of what we're seeing right now.
Are you, if you don't mind me asking, a lifelong Michigander?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm from the Buffalo area, so I'm still used to the cold.
Okay, so yeah, I was going to ask because, you know, in Michigan, we always kind of joke about, you know, if you don't like the weather in Michigan, just wait 10 minutes. I don't think that's unique to our state, but I'm wondering how people kind of adapt to it, you know?
Sometimes the best thing to do is find a good winter hobby. That's for me, that's what I try to do. I try to ice skate and stuff like that. Back home, it was the same thing for us. It was you just wait a couple days and you have highs in the 40s, followed by, you know, single-digit highs back in New York. So it was the same thing back there, too.
The meteorological roller coaster.
Yeah, absolutely. The only difference up here in Michigan, the lake effect snow, instead of being all at once like we see in Buffalo, it's more of a death by a thousand cuts up here where it just never stops.
Sean Christensen, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Gaylord. Get the light jacket out, get the heavy coat out, hang in there. All right, we have another person with us today on the Lowdown, and it is Dan Wanchura, host of IPR's Points North podcast. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ed. Great to be here.
It's nice to have you here.
Yeah.
We've got a new season of Pints North coming up, our roving bar trivia event. It's starting soon.
Yes.
You've brought us trivia and more, it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, I come bearing gifts. Ed, the new Points North pint glass this year, which has kind of become a tradition. Yes, at each Pints North season, we like to give away a bunch of stuff, including Points North themed pint glasses. And this year's features a beautiful illustration of a lake trout.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
I was going to guess and I was worried that I was going to betray my knowledge.
Put you on the
already.
Spot here. Yeah. Yeah, no. So that's just one fun thing that people will have to look forward to with the upcoming season.
You've brought us a question from last season to sort of test our mettle here.
Yeah, this goes back a couple of years, but this question, so it won't spoil anything from this year. You won't have a leg up or anything like that. But to give you an idea of the types of questions we ask, here's one, and it's this. What are the 5 U.S. National Park units of Lake Superior, Ed?
Ooh.
So park units is key here because that includes like national parks, but also includes National Lakeshore, National Monument, Historical Park.
Five, and you have to have all
there's
five?
There's five of them. Well, you get a point each for each correct answer. So it's pretty crazy to think about. Like Lake Superior has five of these national park units. And what are they?
Wow. Okay, so think about that.
Give you some time.
Yeah, we'll give you some time. We're going to share the answer shortly, but let's talk about what's coming up this season because there are 10 opportunities to play Pines North Trivia this year. That's the most ever.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Excited. So we're going to kick it off in Traverse City in just a couple weeks, January 27th, and we'll be in Glen Arbor in early February. We're doing a kind of a downstate tour that actually is in Cleveland. So February 16th will be in Cleveland, the 17th
so
of February.
So far downstate, it's a different state. Yeah,
exactly. And then we're going to hit up Detroit and Ann Arbor, come back home to Frankfort in early March, Grand Rapids, Elk Rapids, Sheboygan, and then we'll close it in Traverse City at Farm Club on April 20th.
You call it Great Lakes Trivia.
Yeah.
Is it really Great Lakes Trivia, Dan Wanchura, or is this just Points North Trivia?
We like to say you're going to have a leg up if you listen to Points North.
Uh-huh.
But that being said, it is Great Lakes Trivia. So even if you don't listen to Points North, you're still going to come and have a really enjoyable time and probably get a fair number of questions right. But if you listen, you are going to finish higher than those who don't.
There are episode references.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the atmosphere like at these things? Because you've been to you host this trivia, but I'm sure you've been to other trivia events. I have too.
Right.
And it varies, right? Yep. Some people are like, oh, this is a fun night out. And some people are like, I'm here to crush.
Right. It's mostly I'm here for a fun night out. But I will say we occasionally get the people who are there to maybe take it a little too seriously.
Uh-huh.
We welcome the banter. If you think we have gotten a question wrong, bring it on. I will say we give the same sort of research into these questions that we do our episodes. So they're thoroughly researched. But if you think we've got something wrong, that hasn't happened yet, but we welcome the banter and, you know, it's all a fun time.
It seems like this is also a good opportunity to connect with community groups. I know there are partners working with you on some of the events this year.
Yeah, this is a really fun aspect of the season this year, and especially as we get a little bit more out of IPR's market, mm-hmm. that becomes a little bit more important that we rely on community partners. So yeah, we're going to be partnering with some really cool organizations, Cuyahoga River Area of Concern down in Cleveland, our friends Michigan Public for the Ann Arbor event.
Cool.
Bridge Michigan is going to be a partner for a few. And then I want to point out this one because it's going to be a fun one. Elk Rapids, we're going to be at Short's Pole Barn in March. The Skigamog Raptor Center is going to be our partner, and they are going to bring a live bird to that event.
Oh, my gosh.
So that'll be a fun one to put on your calendar.
That is very cool. All right, we have a little less than a minute left here, Dan. Let's get the answer to that trivia question. Repeat the question for us.
Yeah, what are the five U.S. National Park units of Lake Superior?
Okay.
Do you have any guesses?
I Pictured Rocks is in my head.
That's one.
Okay,
yep.
Isle Royale.
Yep, two.
And after that, I'm useless.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've got Apostle Islands National Lakeshore in Wisconsin, Grand Portage National Monument in northern Minnesota, and then Keweenaw National Historical Park for all five of them.
Oh, yeah, there are other states on Lake Superior.
Yes, there are. Key to remember.
Yep. Dan Wanchura, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ved.
Learn more about Pines North and the new season on our website, iprnews.org. And that is the Up North Lowdown for this Tuesday, January 13th.